I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we're going to talk about immigration, not the pros and cons of legal or illegal immigration. That's certainly been debated enough. Today, we want to talk about the personal side, the emotional side. The mass shooting in Binghamton, New York last week put a spotlight on just how stressful the immigration experience can be. It's been reported that the Binghamton shooter, Jivalee Wong, suffered from some sort of psychological disturbance, and many people around him knew it. But it also seems clear that no one knew how to help him, whom to ask, or perhaps what to ask for. So we're going to talk about the kinds of services that might have made a difference. That's in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to hear some personal stories. Millions of immigrants have come to this country in search of their own American dream. It's often rewarding, but rarely easy. It's even tougher when the entire country is going through hard times. So here are three stories of immigrants in their own words.
My name is Martin Metoryev. I'm from Bulgaria. After graduating high school, I decided I was looking for a better education and a better life. The education system in Bulgaria is very different from what it is here. It's more academically oriented rather than practical. And that's why people from all over the world, they want to come here and study and get a hands-on experience, and then maybe get a couple of years of real work experience after they get their degree. I finished my MBA degree this last May, and I was very confident in the beginning that I will get a job fairly easily, given that I have a master's degree. And in the beginning, I was talking to recruiters. But as the economy get worse, I started to hear less and less back after I sent a resume, and at some point I didn't hear anything.
My name is Nick Jao. I was born and raised in Nairobi, Kenya. And I came to the United States. I've been here 10 years. I'm a trained accountant. I used to work in an accounting firm. I went to college in the United Kingdom, and I studied a major in economics and social sciences. When I returned to my country in Kenya back in the late 1990s, there were no opportunities because the political system had run down the economy. Then the opportunity to come to America just surfaced. Everybody was very excited because you could not describe what it is to be in this land and experience all the opportunities we are told about since we were babies. I had two brothers and one sister living in Baltimore, and they thought that I could go back into the corporate world. I entered the corporate world and I worked with a number of companies for about 4 years doing accounting work, and I experienced the fear of losing my job. That fear became reality because I lost a good professional job 3 times. And no, I'm not disappointed, because every pitfall, I, as an immigrant, see that as an added opportunity to do something different. So I decided I am going to work for myself. I've been self-contracting for about 6-7 years now. The American dream is still very much alive, because I think the dream exists in our minds and in our hearts.
My name is Edwin Zambrano. I was born in Venezuela. I was raised in the Dominican Republic. I will never ever forget the day that we moved to here to stay, and it was March 26, 1996. One of the reasons that we saw that we moved to the United States was because of economic reasons, and secondly was because my mom and my stepfather used to fight a lot, so there was a lot of sort of domestic violence around. My mom was a little feeling like a little unsafe, so she didn't want us and my little brother and my sister to grow up in that environment. Every time I speak with my family and the Dominican Republic, they keep telling me, oh, things are very bad over here. But then I'm thinking about it, wow. And I told them things are very bad over here as well. So it makes me wonder, if I go back, am I going backwards? Or should I just keep pushing and stay here? And part of it, my mom sort of needs here. I feel like I embody the American dream for her. She couldn't have the opportunity to go to school, to go to college and pursue a better career. I feel like it's my job to really be there for her and continue to push us as much as we can.
Those were the voices of Nick and Zhao, Martin Mitodev and Edwin Zambrano.